Again, for media members who have just joined us, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Before we get started and talk about what's been a strong start to conference play for your team, talk a little bit about the non-conference schedule, which was challenging as always for you guys. A tough stretch in the PK-80 tournament with the losses to Stanford and Ohio State on the road, but you guys certainly bounced back in impressive fashion with some wins over Vermont, Bucknell, Harvard, and some others. Just talk about the non-conference schedule, the challenge of that, and what pleased you with your team's performances.
Yeah, as you know, Rob, we have a young team. We only have one senior, and probably put too much on our plate early. But we got into the PK-80, which gave us an opportunity to play against some national level teams and great competition, and opportunity to learn about ourselves and get better. Went out, and I thought we played a decent game against Stanford. And kind of mishandled the last 4 or 5 minutes of that game, and then really had no shot against Ohio State. But I think you're seeing Ohio State's got a pretty good club. They just beat Michigan State, who was number one at the time, and they're a good team. But as you said, we came back home and played against some preseason favorites in the Patriot League and America East and the Ivy League, and took care of business at home. So I thought there was some growth. By playing in the PK-80, we got a little better that way, and now we're heading into conference play. So our focus shifts, but obviously it was a good start to the year.
Much like Pat's team, you guys have been extremely deep as well. 9 guys averaging better than 11 minutes a game, only one averaging as many as 30. How have you worked to find roles for guys, and how going to benefit you as the season goes along?
Yeah, I think we taken a lesson out of last year's season. It's really hard to win unless you develop your bench, because this league is just so tough night in and night out. It's a grueling conference to go through, and I think it's a little bit of a war of attrition. So we're consciously trying to develop more guys and keep more guys involved, and hope that pays dividends by the time we get to Charleston for the CAA tournament.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for him this morning, please hit star one on your keypad, and we'll work those questions in. The addition of Vasa Pusheika, I think you knew when we talked in the preseason that he could have an impact. I'm not sure if you knew that the impact would be that great, leading your team in scoring among the conference leaders in that and assist. Talk about the impact that he's had on your team, and what makes him such a difficult guy to guard. He appears to have a variety of talents.
Yeah, Vasa's, I think really benefited from being in our program in his redshirt year last year, and really kind of learning the system. And he had an opportunity to compete every day against TJ Williams, and got better and better. And we had high expectations for him. You never know how things are going to play out when he actually gets out there. I thought early on he showed the effects of having sat out for over a calendar year in terms of really game competition, but he settled in nicely. He's just a really good all-around player. He's got good court vision. He can make passes, a variety of different passes that help his teammates get better. He's got the ability to score the ball and handle the ball. So, and as always, we're asking him to do a lot for us, and so far he's performed very, very well in our system.
Obviously, off to a strong start in conference play, 3-1 this far, with the only loss being by 1 point. What have you done well over this last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think we've been okay. We've shared the ball well, which is something we try to do, and Voss has been a big part of that. Keeping everybody involved, but I think we're just focused on getting a little bit better each and every day. You know, certain days, you know, we're, you know, at least in conference play, we've been making our fouls and shooting the ball okay from three and defending at a decent rate. So, but we know, you know, the challenges that, that lie ahead of us, and we have to get better each and every day if we you know, hoping to compete in this league.
You guys have been at home. You were home last week, but open a three-game road swing this week, going to Charleston and Wilmington, and obviously Charleston, the preseason favorite in the league. Break that game down for us. What you've seen from Charleston, and maybe some keys for your team on Thursday night.
Well, they're just an extremely well-coached team, extremely talented team, extremely experienced team. So, you know, offensively, I think they've gotten better and better over the course of Coach Grant's term there, and he's gotten those guys really bought in. Always they're going to be stingy on the defensive end, and a really good rebounding team. You know, and they create matchup problems, you know, all over the floor. And, you know, they got three guys that can score at an elite level, and guys that have bought into their role and know their system. So we're going to have to be at the top of our game on Thursday to compete against, you know, the preseason favorite.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you all season long.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, you too.